Here we are in this funny little week between Christmas and New Year, a week during which we often think about our priorities, our future, the year that lies ahead. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So many of us, it seems, are trying to solve problems in our lives. This isn't quite right or that isn't quite right. So more often than not, we set about treating the symptoms, trying to make the pain go away without ever suspecting that there's an underlying disease that needs to be treated. But I believe in God, we might proclaim. Well, that's fine, but let me ask you this. Do you put Him first? Because in the answer to that question is either the disease or the healing. It's easy to say, I believe, but the evidence of your belief is in what you do, how you live, how you spend your time, how you spend your money. That's where the evidence lies. Actions speak louder than words, and the disease that many so-called Christians are living out is that they profess their faith with their mouths, but they don't live it with their lives. Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. Give the Lord the very first crops that you harvest. Bring them to the house of the Lord your God. Never cook a young goat in its mother's milk. There's a great concept hatched here in the Old Testament of first fruits. It means giving God the first and the best from the harvest. Whenever we receive some benefit, some blessing, before anything else, the first of it should go to God. Our time, our talents, our finances, doesn't matter what it is. The first bit, the best bit, is meant to go to God, and then the rest will become a blessing. It's about putting God first. How can we miss that? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. You know, it's not going to be easy putting God first. That's why we need to let the Holy Spirit do His work in our hearts. And there's no better way to make that happen than to get into God's Word for yourself. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.